Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Mandy Poulter with Keaton's Angel Homes joins us on today's program to talk about the background behind the ministry and an upcoming Family Fun Run 5K they are holding to support their group. And we're here today to talk about a new nonprofit here in Pella. Let our listeners know about what the organization is and how it came to be.
Keaton's Angel Homes is a nonprofit organization, and we're created to provide loving homes, care, support, therapy to special needs orphans in Taiwan and India. Keaton's Angel Homes was created in memory of our son, Keaton. We adopted Keaton when he was 3.5 years old, and he was born with multiple complex special needs. He was from Taiwan, and he very unexpectedly went to be with Jesus about 3 years ago. And so Keaton's Angel Homes was just created to help other special needs orphans know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image and just provide them with the homes, the therapy, and the care that they need.
When you were telling me this has been in the works for quite some time now, you know, in terms of the focus of the mission and your goals, obviously you have a very personal connection to this. Where did this need in your mind, you know, how has it been overlooked before, and how is your organization trying to fulfill that role and trying to provide that resource?
We have a very personal connection to this, and Keaton's story very much plays into how this was created. In Taiwan, if a child is born with complex special needs, especially if they have to be fed through a feeding tube, that child cannot be placed in an orphanage in Taiwan because the orphanages are not equipped for that. And so Keaton spent the first year of his life in a hospital and the next 2.5 years of his life in a nursing home. So we have experience with Keaton that he was not able to have the love and support that he needed in an orphanage before we adopted him, but he was put in an elderly care facility in Taiwan because that was the only place that was equipped to be able to feed him through his feeding tube and just had the resources available for him. So we are opening these orphanages in Taiwan and India because we know that there's a huge need for children to have a place to go where they can receive therapy, where they can be held, where they can just grow to their full potential and have that rather than be placed in an elderly care facility that is not equipped, you know, to handle a child.
And you've been speaking around the state, as I understand, trying to not only promote this, but to kind of share Keaton's story and create some hope and opportunity for others like Keaton.
Yes, we have. We've had the opportunity to speak at a few different churches now. We had the opportunity to speak at a missions night and a community event. And so that's just kind of part of how we've been getting the word out. We've gotten many people involved in this. On board, they see the need that there is for this, and we have the resources here in the United States, you know, to be able to help these children over in Taiwan and India who don't have a voice and who can't speak up for themselves.
And you have an event to kick this off here locally coming up April 20.
Yes, we're very excited about that. We have a 5K family fun run that's going to be, it's going to start at Fifield Recreation Area by Lake Red Rock, and it's going to start at 10:30 a.m. on the 20th, and we just hope to have a lot of people out there. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have the race. We will have a bake sale, and we're going to have a raffle for just items from local businesses that they have donated, and so we're just hoping for a really good time, a good turnout. People can learn a little bit more about Keaton's Angel Homes while you're there and how you can become a part of our ministry.
Well, and that's maybe the key part here, especially if they can't make it. It's obviously a busy time of the year. If they can't make it to the 5K fun run or any of those events, how can they support this mission going forward, whether it's through volunteerism or fundraising or the different means?
We have a wonderful website set up that has a lot of information on it and how you can get involved. It's www.keatonsangelhomes.org. And so if you want to go to our website, that would be great. We're also on Facebook. You could like our Facebook page. We keep a lot of information there and updates, things like that. You could also contact me personally. My information is on the website. We have an email there that you can email me and we will get back to you within the next 24 hours. So any information that you would like, we would be glad to have as many people get involved in this ministry as possible.
And you might need that help because I'm sure you have goals. And as you look ahead and as you look forward, maybe even over the next several months or even to the next year, what are the things you're hoping to accomplish with the help of the community and help of supporters?
In India, we were actually gifted a home by a local pastor. And so that home is set up. It's ready to go. We're hoping to start moving children in the summer or early fall. In Taiwan, we are still raising funds for that home since we weren't gifted that home. And so we're hoping, you know, that the community, the people that we know can just help us raise the funds for that. We do have the home located. And so we're just kind of needing people to get on board, support us. We have opportunities that you can as children start coming in, we will have opportunities to sponsor a child, maybe even sponsor a bed or a crib, sponsor a play area, different things like that. We will have mission trips available where people can go over, help make these homes handicap accessible for the children, build wheelchair ramps. We'll have mission trips where people can just go and love on these kids, do Bible school, that sort of thing. We will have medical mission trips going over. We will take, you know, dentists, eye doctors, different things like that, just different things that we can do to help the children live to their full potential.
The Keaton's Angel Homes Family Fun 5K will be Saturday, April 20th at 10:30 a.m. at the Fifield Recreation Area. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, the Ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.